Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening when you go to bed. This is one of the best ways to deepen your meditation practice and to have a beautiful life. I have an assistant at my work named Einstein. He's a yellow lab, and he's been coming to work with me for about 12 years now. Since he was a puppy. Though he's a great help with children who I see in private practice and clients helping them feel comfortable, he's mostly a great asset to me. He's very intelligent, kind, gentle, and incredibly sensitive to people's feelings. The two of us go on a walk almost every day, usually anywhere from a couple miles to 4 or 5 miles. He's very healthy, but now that he's 12 years old, he's slowed down quite a bit. For example, when he gets in the car, I usually have to give him a little boost to get in. Before sitting down and recording this podcast, Einstein and I went for a walk. I'm at my office in Newport Beach today, and right behind my office is a staircase that goes up to the cliffs where there are places that Einstein and I like to walk. I was walking ahead of Einstein, and all of a sudden the leash that I was holding started tugging, and Einstein wasn't following me anymore. He had collapsed on the staircase and was looking up at me rather pitifully. Periodically, his legs give way, and they collapse underneath him while he was walking the staircase. I, of course, turned around, went down, lifted him up, and helped him up the rest of the staircase. We kept on walking, and he just started sniffing around, and we both enjoyed the walk, as we so often do. But as I was walking, I thought about something. What many of us do when something tragic happens is we create a story that can run down a very dark path and really ruin our day. For example, in this instance, I could have thought, oh no, Einstein's getting older. He's not going to be able to walk someday. He may die someday. This is horrible. This is terrible. What am I going to do? But I didn't do that. Neither did Einstein. Einstein just walked. He didn't even think about what had happened. He just did his typical sniffing, looking around, talking to other dogs, and having a really good time, as I did, though I didn't sniff as much as he did. But what we didn't do is we didn't create a story. Today, right now, Einstein was able to get up and keep walking. He's healthy today. Tomorrow may be different. In a few weeks, it may be worse. But right now, he's doing fine, and we are doing fine, and we just enjoy our walks together. When he reaches a point where he won't be able to walk anymore, Einstein and I will both adjust to that. And if there comes a time, as it will in all of our lives, where Einstein will head on over to the other side, we will adjust to that too. Of course, if Einstein hadn't gotten up and I needed to take him to the hospital, I would have done that. And I would have done what I needed to do to make him well, keep him safe, and have him not suffer. But still, even in that, we would just live in the moment. And this is how this relates to meditation. If you've been listening for a while, you know that meditation, from my perspective, is about quieting the mind and living in the present moment, basically one breath at a time. There are so many beautiful, wonderful things to be with. And meditation teaches us to do that. When we meditate, we concentrate on our mantra, our prayer word, our breath, and we don't create stories in our head. We just follow the breath, be present, and enjoy the meditation experience. When we stop meditating, the goal is to keep this going. We keep this going by being present with what is and trying to keep our minds fairly clear and empty. It's a very childlike approach to living, just enjoying life, one breath at a time, being present with what is, and not creating stories. Einstein is so good at doing this. He has something to teach all of us, and we can learn from it. Meditation is another way to learn how to live in the present moment and really enjoy life's journey. Yes, there will be tragedy. Yes, it will be dark times, but they're much, much darker when we create a story of negativity, a story of what will happen, what might happen, instead of just focusing in on what is happening. There's a distinction in the medical community between pain and suffering. Pain is the physical sensation that occurs when we have something physically happen to us that causes us physiological pain. For example, in Einstein's case, when he was looking up at me from the stairs, he probably was in a bit of pain because he had collapsed and fallen on all fours and couldn't get up. And my guess is it was a bit painful. But the suffering would be the mental part. The mental part that we create, why did this happen? What's wrong with me? Is this going to get worse? Oh no, oh no, oh no. We do that, but that's suffering. Suffering is mental, and it makes pain far, far more worse than just the pain in and of itself. And I think that's why meditation, as we've discussed in previous episodes, is so effective in treating pain, because it eliminates the stories that we create in our heads. When Einstein's in pain, he doesn't create stories. When I first got him and he was a puppy, he once had a very allergic reaction to something he ate in the backyard. So we took him to the emergency room, and his head had swollen to at least 2 to 3 times its normal size. But he always loves to meet new people. So even though his head was completely swollen, his tail was wagging away because he was getting to meet all these new people at the veterinarian's emergency room. Meditation teaches us to live in the present moment, not create stories, and just be. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to live life. And I encourage all of us to try it. We will forget, of course, but if we keep going back to it, keep remembering, oh, I don't have to create a story. All I need to focus on, there's a problem. Can I fix it? Einstein was stuck on the stairs. I lifted him up, and we went for our walk. That's all it was. All of us have things happen in our life. The one guarantee in life is that life will change. But by not creating a story, we adjust to change so much better. We respond instead of react, and life can go pretty well when we don't create a story and we just enjoy life one breath, one moment at a time. Meditation is our tool for teaching us how to do that. But again, remember, after you stop meditating in the morning and in the evening, keep your mind in that meditative state, that state of present awareness of just being throughout the day. Of course, we need to use our minds to make decisions and other things throughout the day, but far, far, far less than we actually use it. We use it far more than it's needed to be used. What we may find, what I believe we will find, is that if we just quiet our mind, live in the zone by just being, life actually goes much, much better. Let's try it. Let's try to live like Einstein, not create stories out of tragedies, and just get up and start walking again. I think we'll find this is a really healthy way to live our lives. And if you'd like some practice yourself learning how to live a meditative life, I do give regular retreats on how to live a meditative life. You can learn more about them at the podcast, www.meditationforhealthpodcast, and you'll see a button there entitled Retreats. Click on that and come spend the day with me learning how to live a meditative life, a life without stories, but a life filled with wonder, joy, and peace. Until next week, peace.